2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." Now, society believes that knowledge, or education, is the solution to every problem, but it's not. We have never had more education, and yet social problems are increasing at an alarming rate. Governments is pouring millions of pounds of taxpayers' money into programs that ignore the root issue. And the root issue is the heart. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." If you teach a person knowledge without first teaching character, what you end up with is an educated fool. We shortchange our children by providing them with material things and a college education, and yet fail to teach them basic character qualities such as obedience, forgiveness, and meekness. Meekness is such an important character quality. It's the only quality that Jesus used to describe himself. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." You can't get along in a marriage, a family, or a church without understanding meekness and knowing how to yield your rights. I can't overemphasize the importance of character training in the home. In case you haven't noticed, godly character does not come naturally to your children. It needs to be taught. You don't need to teach your children how to steal or lie or cheat or have a temper tantrum, but you do need to teach them meekness and humility and gentleness, kindness, truthfulness, obedience, and forgiveness. These are character qualities that need to be taught. They're certainly not being taught in the schools. They need to be taught in the home. Believe it or not, your children will probably make it through life without trigonometry and algebra, but they won't make it without character. That's God's purpose for each one of us following salvation, that we would be conformed to the image of His Son. Our success in life will be measured by our Christ-likeness, and as Christians, the older we get, the more like Christ we should become. We will be commended in heaven for our character, not our intellect or abilities. Jesus will reward the faithful by saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Home Life Ministries.